This is the Cannon Crested Arsenal Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Cannon Crested Arsenal Podcast. I'm glad you're here to join us. Today, just after the Everton game, and I thought to record my thoughts on the game as well as share a conversation I had with Massimo, a Napoli fan, about a week ago, given that we play Napoli on Thursday this week as well, which is, I think, is going to be one of the most important games for the season for Arsenal. Just my thoughts on the Everton game. Like everybody, I'm sure, knows how poor that performance was, or if you watched the game, was really bad, and it just aligns with how poor that Arsenal has been away from home this season, especially in the Premier League, where we've been able to win just 5 games. The performance itself is just reminiscent of how we performed against West Ham and against Southampton away from home. We've been really, really poor on the road, and then that trend just continued yesterday against Everton. I think it's understandable if you put in a shift and then you lose a game or you draw, but the way we played yesterday was really, really, really poor. At no point during the game did I actually feel like Arsenal were going to win or score, let alone win, because I think overall we had just 2 shots on target in that game. And if you can't, just go back and watch the game against West Ham. I think we played just as badly, especially in the first half. It was a completely disjointed performance. I'm just looking at a start sitting in my car, and then we have lost 7 of our last away games in all competitions for a side that is trying to get into like the Champions League and play in that competition. This is not the kind of form that you want to have at all. I think the game was pretty much lost because of how we were set up in midfield. I don't blame Unai Emery for this, because his options were really limited with the fact that Xhaka was injured, Torreira was suspended, Ramsey wasn't 100% fit. So I'm not sure how else he would have set up his team. Maybe he would have gone with a back four. But even in the back four, I don't think that Maitland-Niles is Maitland-Niles and Kolasinac, their strengths lies in how much they support our attack as wing backs. So in the back four, we might have still had the same problems. But we got what we got, and that's how we are away from home, and it's a problem that the manager has to really, really, really try to fix next season. I think pretty much this season there's little we can do. It's bad because we have 4 more away games out of the 6 games that we have left, and if we are going to get in Champions League through the league, we really have to fix that. Elneny and Guendouzi were the selected options in midfield, and I think Elneny, being the senior one, should have done better to hold Guendouzi and make sure that he aligns with whatever the manager had tried to do on the pitch on the day. Both of them seemed pretty much disjointed. I saw Elneny play towards the right side of that midfield a lot. Guendouzi was everywhere as usual, had one of those performances where his age really showed in that game. He wasn't controlling, he wasn't passing at a very high level as well, and it just was just reminiscent of his performance against Rennes away. He's one of the best players for Arsenal this season, in my opinion, but he's young, and he tries to impose his attitude a lot on the game, and sometimes it just gets lost in a lot of energy without results. So it's something that we have to work on as well. But you can always excuse him. He's a super, super talent. Mesut Ozil played in that game as well, but he couldn't really do anything, because I think he thrives when the whole team thrives. And he had to drop deep a lot because of how disjointed our midfield was. That cut out our attacking play, and that completely just took out what we could get from Lacazette and Aubameyang when he came on. There was just it was just the most disjointed performance you would ever see. But that's what we said against West Ham, and then we have seen another one against Everton. I think maybe the only change I would have made early on, or maybe to the starting 11, was to play Iwobi on the left instead of Mkhitaryan. I think Mkhitaryan is a better player when he plays from the right, and I think Iwobi has a better combination play with Kolasinac on the left side of our attack. And I also think that given how disjointed the play was, because Xhaka wasn't on the pitch, there was no transition. I think Iwobi is one of the best players that we have on the team that can carry the ball from around the halfway line to as close as possible to the penalty box. And that was part of what we missed yesterday. He came on and he did it a number of times, but he couldn't really translate into anything. The game was pretty much lost. From a mental perspective, by the time he was on, and there was more chance of Everton actually scoring another than we had of actually equalizing in the game. The goal we considered was just terrible, because pretty much aside from the fact that it was a foul throw, but we had three opportunities to deal with it, and then we couldn't. And I think we should have really done better, because we're a team overall that has done better with defending set pieces. I know it's a throw-in, but I was really close to the corner flag, and it was a very, very long throw. And we were shaped in the manner like we usually shape ourselves when we're defending corners. So we really should have done better at three opportunities to stop that goal from going in. So we host Napoli next in the Europa League. It's a different competition, so maybe a different mentality for the players. And because we play at home, we really, really need to either score as many goals or ensure that we get a result that we can go away to Napoli with some more confidence. Because even in the Europa League, we haven't really fared better away from home, especially in the knockout stage of the competition, where we lost 1-0 to Bati and also lost 3-1 at Rennes. I'm not sure losing, we might not score a lot of goals or enough goals at home that would make a 3-1 loss at Napoli see us through. So we really, really need to defend better, and we need to do better against Napoli. Napoli themselves haven't been in really great form. They drew against 14th place Genoa, who were 10 men, who are 10, who were playing with 10 men as well. And Genoa have only won 8 games this season, and Napoli playing at home were expected to win that game, which they didn't. I personally feel that the Europa League game against Napoli is more important for Arsenal than for Napoli, because pretty much Napoli have will seal their qualification into the Champions League through the league. They are second on the league table, about 20 points behind Juve, but they're pretty certain that they would get through on that ground. For Arsenal, we are in a four team competition for two places, and we are not certain that we might get through, especially because of our away form. So we really need to get through Napoli if we want to increase our chances of being in the Champions League next season. Napoli haven't ever beaten an English club, so a bit of an English club away from home, so maybe that's some history that should favor us. I think the players to watch out for against Napoli are obviously Koulibaly. I think he's the best player they have in the team. There's Insigne as well, and then in the dress Mertens, who will seek to take advantage of our defense and our midfield. Because if you're going by Unai Emery's statement after the game, Xhaka might not be able to make it, and Koscielny as well, which leaves us with Socrates, Mustafi in defense. Or if it would also be nice to see how Unai Emery shapes his team for this, if he would still go with the three at the back or play with four in this instance. So it was a really poor game against Everton, and we hope that the mentality going into the one against Napoli changes, and we can do a lot better. So I'm going to leave you with the conversation I had with Massimo, a fan of Napoli, about a week ago, where he talks about where Napoli are currently as a club, what their expectations of the Europa League is, what how they felt when they got Arsenal, and what his chances of them going through against us are. So enjoy the conversation. I'm going to have a conversation again with him most likely on Saturday or Sunday, and the podcast will be ready on Monday after the game against Napoli. So enjoy. Have a great day and a great week ahead. Listen to the other part of the pod. Enjoy. Share as well. Cheers.
Seymour.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Great stuff. Okay, so let's just get to know you a bit. So where are you from? Where do you stay? And how long have you supported Napoli?
Okay, so currently I'm in the United States. I live in Alabama, but my family is originally from Italy, from the south, from Napoli, of course. I've supported Napoli my whole life. So my dad obviously grew up supporting the club and he passed on that love to me.
Oh, great stuff. How did he do that? Because like I said, I have two boys and I'm trying to raise them to be Arsenal fans. Unfortunately for me, I got married to a Chelsea supporting family. So I have a lot of I have a lot of work. I'm trying to ensure that I wash that out of my kids. So how did your dad pass love for Napoli to you?
Yeah, of course. My dad, he wasn't he obviously, like I said, he grew up in Italy.
Okay.
But he went to the San Paolo whenever Maradona was at Napoli, and it was the stories of going to watch Maradona play and just going to watch the team play and his
Okay.
experiences at the stadium that helped me to fall in love with the club. And then growing up, I would just always sit down and watch the games with him and spend time with him. So he would buy me the jerseys and I'd put all the photos on my wall. So I think just him talking to me about the club and just sitting me down and having me watch the games with him is what made me fall in love with the club.
Good stuff. So, like most of us in Nigeria, we started supporting Arsenal on the back of Kanu Nwankwo joining the club. So, I guess I can relate to how an international fan would see supporting the club in Italy. So how would you, from more specific bit with Napoli, how would you rate your season so far?
This season so far, it's kind of been up and down. We've been very inconsistent throughout. Obviously, we didn't challenge as much as we'd like in the league. Juventus have kind of run away with it. In the Coppa Italia, our domestic competition, we unfortunately went out a little bit earlier than we expected to. But I think we can turn things around and end up being able to call this season a success with a hopefully what can end up being a Europa League win. Unfortunately for y'all, we'd have to go we got to go through y'all to do that, but I think for us to have a successful season, then that's what we have to do. But it's been up and down overall. I can't
Hello.
going into the season, I knew it was going to be a transition year. Obviously, we had Sarri last year and then Ancelotti came in, and obviously, Ancelotti is a great coach, and I'm glad we brought him in. But we knew that this was going to be an adjustment because we didn't have Sarri, we didn't have his style of play anymore, and then Ancelotti was going to need time to get the bring in the players he wants and get his message and his ideas across to the squad. But overall, it's been as of right now, I can say a little bit more positive than negative. But turn and depending on how the Europa League turns out, then I'll be able to make a definitive decision for sure.
Yeah, same for Arsenal as well, because we are also in a transition year, given that we Arsene Wenger left the club after 22 years, and then Unai Emery is just taking over. He's taking a bit of time to understand his squad, and he's just beginning to get a full grasp of the squad that he has. So we are also in somewhat of a transition period. So it's a good time for both clubs to play in to play themselves, and hopefully we go through above you. So
I think going forward,
hi, Massimo.
we do have the ability to win the league soon. Obviously this year I knew it was going to be a huge task because obviously you have a Juventus side that's so dominant and then they end up bringing in one of the best players in the world in Cristiano Ronaldo. So I knew that this year was going to be it was going to be tough, but I've seen little flashes of what the team can be this year, and I know with another transfer window under Ancelotti's belt, then we'll be able to start building a squad, and then we'll have a definitive play style that we can move forward with and have players that fit that play style. So I think pretty soon we should be able to be back in that race for the Scudetto, and who knows? I mean, I hope eventually soon that we can finally take it off Juventus's hands.
I'm sure most of us have that same expectation because being in a league where one club just completely dominates kind of puts a dent on the quality of the whole league. But just to ask again, how do Napoli fans perceive being in the Europa League? Because for most of us who are Arsenal fans, we consider our club to be bigger than the competition. And playing in it sort of gives us a dark realization of how far down we are. So do you have that kind of, do Napoli fans also have that kind of feeling that being in the competition, the lower competition in Europe, that their club sort of fits into that? Or do you have like an Do you have the expectation that Napoli is actually bigger than the Europa League?
I think
What
this
do the
year,
Napoli fans think of it?
our being in the Europa League is definitely something that we've come to terms with, because if you asked me this question last season and we were in the Europa League, I would have told you no, we're a Champions League club. Because under Sarri, we played some of the most attractive football in Europe. But
Okay.
now, like I said earlier, we're in a transition year. The style's kind of switching up. So once we got kicked out of the Champions League, it was really disappointing, because obviously we were in arguably the toughest group in competition with PSG and Liverpool and Red Star Belgrade. But we did very well in the group. I think we ended up getting knocked out of the group stages due to tiebreaker rules. Ourselves and Liverpool were even on 9 points, so it's definitely disappointing to be knocked down to the Europa League. But upon further reflection and just thinking about it a little more, I think Napoli fans as a whole, we saw it as a competition that we could definitely win. A lot of pundits and just people around the football world are favoring us to win it. And usually we're not the favorites. We're kind of like an underdog. But now that we're the favorites to win it, we're hoping that we can, finish that out and get a trophy and be able to move forward and then get back to being a Champions League club.
Yeah, I do agree with you on where you say about the group that Napoli found themselves in the Champions League. I particularly enjoyed your away game to Liverpool. I thought you guys really did good there, and the fact that you were so close to qualifying for the next stage, and then you've dropped into the Europa League also. It puts some perspective as to why your team is being touted as in the competition. Unfortunately, you have to play Arsenal, so that's not likely to happen. But you also talked about Sarri. I would like to hear your opinion on what do you think is happening to Sarri at Chelsea? The Chelsea fans don't seem to have taken to him or the players as well. Not that I'm complaining. I actually enjoy the Sarri out tweets, but what do you think happened to him?
Think it's just a lack of faith from the board and just Chelsea as a club. You saw at the beginning, I can't remember the exact number, but he went around, what was it, 10 games unbeaten, and you could see the fruits of what people call Sarri ball at Chelsea. Chelsea had a different style. They were playing well, but I think now it's just a lack of support from the board at the club. Obviously, whenever you bring in a new manager with such a demanding style of play, it's going to take a while to fully ingrain that style into the players. And Sarri, as a manager, he doesn't like to get involved in the transfer front. So he just looks for players that fit, that are able to play his style, because his style is very demanding. And I think players just must have, because players in the Premier League, they get paid all this big money, but I think it's just they got tired of trying to adjust to his tactics, and they've kind of turned on him. You could see with the whole Kepa situation. But Chelsea tend to do this. They'll bring in the new manager and look for immediate success, and if they don't get it, they'll ship him out and get the next one in. And I think as a club, you can't do that because you can't just keep looking for band-aids for the situation. So I think Saadi deserves another year at Chelsea to fully get his tactics through and establish his style of play at the club. But it's just as a Napoli fan, it's sad to see him, get treated this way because in Napoli we loved him. So.
So just to the to the to some more Arsenal related questions now. When you got the news that you were going to play Arsenal, what
My
was
immediate
your
reaction
immediate
was, okay,
reaction?
they were arguably the second best, one of the second best sides in the Europa League. But between all the teams left in competition, obviously Chelsea's in there as well. But I think Arsenal and Napoli are two of the best sides in the Europa League so far. And I knew it was going to be a great game. But like Napoli, Arsenal, you don't know which Arsenal you're going to get. So I think for me, it was like, dang, hopefully we can turn up and it can be our day. So, because I believe on our day we can beat any team, but that's the same way with Arsenal. You don't know which Arsenal or you don't know which Napoli you're going to get on match day. So when we drew Arsenal, I was like, okay, this is something we can do. And I believe that if we are able to progress past Arsenal, then we'll end up winning the competition. I believe the whoever wins this tie is going to be the team to end up winning the Europa League.
Yeah, I do agree that whoever wins this tie stands a really, really good chance of winning the whole competition, which is which I which we both need because we're both in situations where we pretty don't have options to win the league that we're playing. So what do you think is the weakest point for Napoli? Because for Arsenal, we were very strong in the attack, and we have a very good midfield as well. But in defense, we have been suspect throughout the season. So where would be the weakest point for Napoli that if Arsenal were going to get through, they would have to exploit?
I think the weakest point for Napoli right now is either our inconsistency going forward and I would say inconsistency as at the back as well. Like I mentioned earlier, this year it's been a lot of up and down, in front of goal. You don't know, we haven't been able to capitalize on our chances as much as we have in the past. And in the back, we make a couple of defensive errors that shouldn't really be made at the level of play that we have. So I think for Arsenal, if Arsenal are going to progress past Napoli, what it's just going to come down to who takes their chances. So.
So and we luckily we have really good strikers in Aubameyang and Lacazette, and I hope that we will be able to go through the Napoli defense. But Napoli has Koulibaly, one of the best defenders in the world right now, and he well, how would you rate his performance? I will
Koulibaly is one of the most important players at the club, to be honest. Without him, I think it would be very tough to it'd be very tough on days. But I think the price tag that he's been touted to have, I think he's completely earned it. Honestly, in my opinion, he's one of the best defenders in the world, if not soon to be the best. So I think when we play, he's our most important player. He's able to get it done at both ends. He can make a slide tackle and or block a goal. And as soon as he does that, he'll take the ball, run up field, and then end up getting an assist. So he's able to do it at both ends. And with defenders, you never really see that. So I think just his influence is so important to the side. And without him, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
You, if you're going to put a percentage on your chances to get through against Arsenal, what would you say through against Arsenal? What would it be?
I think the percentage I would put on if Napoli shows up, I think, sorry to tell you this, but I think we have a really good chance of going through. But if I were to put a percent on it, if we show up, I would say around 70 to 80%. But if Arsenal end up showing up as well, it's one of those things that could go either way. So if Both teams show up. I think truly it's a 50-50.
I'm going more with a 60-40 in favor of Arsenal, but good, good. Okay, I hope we can have a conversation again after the first leg, hopefully, to see how our teams fare and what we whether these percentages will change
Okay.
afterwards. But for now, we can just stop there for now. That would be a good place to stop, right? Good. Then it's good to talk to you. It's good to talk to you. Good to get your opinion on this. And then we'll have a chat after the
Thank
game,
you guys so much
the
for having
first
me. I
leg again.
appreciate it a lot.
Thank you very much for coming on.
All right. Have a good one. Forza Napoli.
Yeah. Come
Bye.
on, you Arsenal. All right, bye. Yeah, cheers, bye. Okay, so that was a great conversation with Massimo, and then hopefully when we chat with him after the game, we will be the happier team. To round up, let's just focus on the games we have in April. If you've ever seen like like an opposite sides, or in March we barely had a game, and in April we're playing Newcastle, we're playing Everton, we're playing Napoli twice, we're playing Watford, we're playing Crystal Palace, we're playing Wolves. And we're playing Leicester City.
Well,
That's an enormous amount number of games to play in a month. Obviously, the goal, the objective is still that by the hopefully by the end of the month, we're still in the running for top four, or should we have cemented top four via the league somewhat and still be in the Europa League? What do you guys think? How do you think we're going to fare here? A number of these games are away as well. Maybe what I should have done is identify the games that are away. From home, and this will be harder, obviously. But what do you guys think? Newcastle, Everton, Napoli twice, Watford, Crystal Palace, Wolves, and Leicester. Let me try and find the games that are home or away while you talk. Go on.
The home games are Newcastle.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think we have 8 games to go, 5 are away and 3 are at home.